from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kerfuffle yesterday at Steelers camp, Wiggy, because somebody dared to make contact with Justin Fields. I guess somewhat common. Generally, generally when you have the inter-team workouts is where you would see that.
But it takes place between, you know, your own team, usually offense, defense. Usually the one that's starting the fight is the one who's getting their butt whooped in whatever drill, or it's just like, I remember two incidents of fighting for my time in the NFL. First one, I was maybe my first year or second year, I was with the Jets.
I would just say this quickly before you get to this, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
The last time there was a fight involving a Steelers quarterback, it was in a bathroom in Milledgeville, Georgia.
So it was with the Jets, and I'll never forget it. It was Fred Baxter, who played tight end. Fred is my man. And he got into a fight with one of the defensive linemen. I can't remember who it was. And he punches him, and he breaks his hand.
Oh.
And Parcells was the coach.
Yeah. He must have been pissed.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you're playing, like, you know, Freddie B was playing and everything. So now he's done and he breaks his hand. So then my first fight, I was in Minnesota. And
was it over a sandwich?
No. It wasn't over a sandwich.
Okay.
I think it would have been a lot worse if it was.
Did Mike Tice talk back?
You're playing in Minnesota.
So I'm playing in Minnesota and I'm getting into it with Erasmus James, who was a defensive lineman
dink.
Yeah, at the time. And we were like doing goal line or something like that. And so we kind of got into the pushing and the shoving. And so I remember as I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to swing, because we were like, you know, at that point we were dropping all types of slurs. So I'm getting ready to swing, and Fred Baxter jumped into my mind. So I said, no way am I hitting this dude. So I went to the body with about 4 or 5 good solid shots of body shots, and that's the only way what I would do. And afterwards I said,
what does that mean, body shots?
Punches to the gut.
Punches to the gut.
So you still punched him?
Yeah, to the gut where you can't break your hand. And then I remember afterwards, and I said, from there on out, I said, I'm no longer fighting no more, because we had a run and you get fined. And I wasn't, you know, because we had a run. And
how
I was.
How much was the fine?
No, luckily we didn't get fined, but okay. they wanted a fine. So I said, I'm no longer fighting. So I said, hey, listen, from now on, if anybody wants to fight, here's what we do. after practice is over, we'll go down the street away from the facilities and we'll duke it out and it'll be all good. And yeah, because I never wanted to fight in practice because I didn't want to get fined. I didn't want to have to run. And I thought it was useless because I saw Fred break his hand and like I'm hitting this kid with body shots. I'm like, all right, what are we accomplishing here?
Well, and how do you get over that with your teammate? Like in a situation where you start throwing punches.
Yeah, you just move on.
How do you just move on? Do you hate each other for the rest of the season?
No, it's just the nature of the game. It's like, you know, things get heated. Here's how we got him back. I'll never forget the way we got him back is it was freezing cold in Minnesota. So we took all his clothes and we dumped them in water. And then we took them outside and laid them out perfectly. Jeans straight, frozen solid. And then we sat it in front of his locker like it was like a dead person. And he couldn't leave the facilities for about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour because it was frozen solid. So that's how I ended up getting him back. But those, you know, it happens in practice, and you just kind of move on. It never really kind of festers or anything.
I just think going from talking to physical makes it a little bit.
Is Ninkovic on the phone right now?
It sure is.
It elevates pretty quickly, though, Courtney. So it's kind of like one of those things that elevates quick.
Hello, Rob Ninkovic.
What's up, guys? We're talking fights?
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Wiggy knows this, too. When you get in a fight, you're usually tired, right? You're usually tired. So I was in a couple fights in my career. One with Ryan Wendell. If you remember Ryan, he was a center guard, good player. So this was training camp, I think maybe 2012, and so I had a beard at the time, still have a beard, but maybe a little bit longer. So Ryan was trying to hold me, which all offensive linemen do. They hold. So when he held me from the top of my jersey, he had an actual piece of my beard in with his hand with the gloves. The gloves are real sticky. So it hurts a lot when you pull, like, from double chin area, when you pull that hair.
Yeah.
It's very painful. So my natural instinct was to take my right hand, but not, you don't ever punch with a fist because you could break your hand, like what you just said. You palm strike, you use like the palm, the meat of your palm. And I hit him as hard as I could on the chin area of your helmet. Cause when you're, it's all connected, right? So if you hit the corner of the helmet with where the face mask is, it rattles you up, you know, pretty good. So then he gets pissed, and it takes him a second because I think I startled him. Like, I actually probably stunned him a little bit. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and then we just go after each other, right? So I'm grabbing his face. He's grabbing my face. And when you both lock up, it's like a power struggle of who's stronger. And I was pretty strong at the time, not anymore. But so Bill, being Bill, you idiots, you know, screaming at us. Get out of here. Take a lap. Go take a lap. So I have to run around the field, and I'm pissed off still, but I'm also very tired because you're tired before you fight. Then when you fight, you get really tired because it's fighting and you're using every muscle, and then you're running a lap. Okay, so I'm the defensive lineman. I'm saying to myself, I can't let an offensive lineman lap me or beat me on this lap. So I take off, I'm cruising, and Ryan's trying to catch me. So he's trying to catch me, but I'm not letting him catch me. So I take the lap really fast, which is a mistake. So I get back, Bill looks at me, he goes, go and get another lap. So I'm running two laps around the field, and on the second lap, I caught a cramp, on the side cramp, like the fat kid cramp, and I get back, and the second I get back, Bill blows the whistle. 2 minute, no huddle. Rob, get in.
Damn.
I learned a lesson.
You learned your lesson.
It was the ultimate conditioning. It was, but it's just not worth it because I don't like to run extra, and I was running extra. But that's the Ryan Wendell story, and he'll tell it too because
he did not.
He was trying to chase me, and he said the second lap killed him as well. And then we went to two minutes. I also fought Cannon But I won't get into that story. That's for when I'm on the show. That's a good story.
Hey, Nick, we have a guy that I think you'll have fond memories of, Matt Ryan, joining us next hour. And just
Hey, that dude, I tell you what, I always figured he was not only a big, tall quarterback and looked great, he always looks like he could come in a suit and tie and just come from the office, right?
Yeah, he does.
When he was playing, he looks like he could do your taxes and throw a touchdown.
Just from your perspective, being on the field in the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL, when did you think you had a shot to win that game?
When, I think there was a moment there where the guys on PAT, the linemen on PAT, were kind of celebrating a little too much with a lot of time left. And when they were celebrating, I thought to myself, I think these guys are going to relax a little bit. And they let up just a little bit. And there's momentum in football. So once they let up, the momentum shifted and they couldn't get back. So I think it was probably maybe the 28th point when they were celebrating, when they were kicking the PAT. I think they were probably thinking about the after party.
What's your guess at what happens with Matthew Judon? You think they pay him or you think they trade him?
It's never a good look when you have a confrontation in public. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Situation, I think sitting on a garbage can when your teammates are practicing isn't a good idea. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at long term. I do believe he's going to be 32 years old. So if you sign him to an extension, what's that looking like? It's 3 years? And I retired at 30. Mm-hmm. I didn't play at 33.
So. I bet it's like a 2-year deal is probably what he's looking for.
Well, then he's 34. You know, and he's coming off a bicep tear. And Wiggy, you know this, and I mean, even Mayo knows this. He played 6 years, and then he was back-to-back, you know, soft tissue injuries. So it's like, you don't know when that happens. Sometimes it's when you're in your 30s. So it all depends on what that player is looking for. I am sure if he was seeking some compensation that wasn't top of the market, that would probably be done.
When it comes to him doing it publicly, like you said, and it not being a good look, is that something that guys feel entitled to do because Bill isn't there any longer?
You know, I personally always wanted to keep things behind closed doors. And when you start talking about, putting it out there, I think it puts more pressure on the relationship, which it should be a relationship where I'm the player, I go out and play, I produce, and then it's reciprocated. But the problem is when you're coming off an injury, it's really hard to look at futures because everybody's paid off of potential. It's not what your production is. So I don't care what the last 3 years look like. I don't care. Because it doesn't matter. That's all in the past. And, you know, moving forward for this team, you know, they have a bunch of holes to fill. They got to figure out, you know, offensively their identity. So, you know, what's the most important part of this Patriot camp? That's chemistry, starting over, right? Forgetting about the past. The past is over. It's not going to help you. So you know, this is a situation where you have to just say, yo, man, like, we're trying to build a culture here. We're trying to start a new thing with a new head coach. You got, are you in or are you out? You know, that's, that would be my stance.
Rob, the announcement that Bill and Underdog are going to do a show together, does that push you in any direction that this could be it for Bill when it comes to coaching?
You know, I think it depends on what he feels during the season. You know, it's always great the first month or two you're out and you're doing whatever you want. But, you know, when October, December come around and you're, you know, breaking down film and people don't understand what you're saying, they're like, why don't you just, you know, lessen down some of the cover two, cover three, you know, dual coverage stuff because people don't understand what you're saying. He might get a little frustrated with that. But, you know, it's everyone's different. You know, everyone's got a different thing that makes them tick. So for Bill, I assume that coaching players is his passion. And, you know, the TV thing for me personally, yeah, it's okay, but it's not like being on a team, being a head coach for a team. It's, there's nothing comparable to it.
All right, Rob, thanks for calling.
Good stuff.
I believe we will see you in person for the 5th birthday celebration of this program a week from tomorrow at Sam Adams Tap Room. Is that correct? You will be our guest that morning?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, be our guest.
Okay.
Yep. Be our guest.
Bring that lovely Corvette. Beast.
I was just going to say that new truck you got is very cool.
Oh, you're the 97 F-250. Yeah, that one's beauty. I found that in Pennsylvania. An old man named Dale had that one for many years, and 50,000 miles on it. So, wow. It's like a little time capsule. It's got tapes in there, cassettes. Remember those, Wiggy?
Yeah, cassette I remember tapes? Those. I remember the cassette
pepper. You had the salt and pepper cassette tape?
No, I didn't think I had salt and pepper. Maybe LL Cool J or Slick Rick.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them wasn't sure, like, you know, push it.
Yep. A little Ice Cube.
Definitely Ice Cube.
What's the Corvette?
I don't know. Nico put a picture on IG and it was this beautiful Corvette. Was it
the
a Corvette?
Black one.
Yeah, was it a Corvette or did I see you also post a Ferrari?
Oh, that's not mine.
Okay.
No, I'm not claiming Ferrari.
All right.
You know, but I didn't make Bill money, so I'm not driving
the Ferrari. You posted one, like a blue one, right?
Yeah, Blue, that's my buddy's. Yeah,
yes,
Chris.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he's got baseball money and not
Ooh.
Football money. So
okay, he's good.
Guaranteed.
Then. Yeah, he's good then.
It's always good to have a buddy who has a Ferrari.
It is. And a boat.
Yeah, so, and a boat.
Greg, get a boat. Yeah. Get a boat, Greg.
Like they say, if it flies, floats, or Fs, rent it. That's often the advice that
that's
is given.
What they say.
That is what is given.
Yeah.
All right, Rob
what
Ninkovich.
Does the F stand
thank you.
For?
You can figure it out.
You're joking, right?
All right. Matt Ryan.
Fribbles?
Coming up during the 9 o'clock hour on this show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.